Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is so important because when you look at things from a distance, we don't realize all the order and all the structure and everything that has to take place to be able to bring something to pass. That's the reality. I mean, look at Israel when Israel is walking out of captivity. It was chaos. It was a mess. Moses was constantly having to correct everybody and change everybody. You had Korah's rebellion. You had people that were complaining, people that thought the food wasn't good enough. People thought there wasn't enough water. People rethought, you know, the plan, thinking it was Moses' plan, but it was actually God's plan. But it's always been that way. Look at the disciples. They were arguing over who's going to sit beside Jesus. And, you know, Peter was rebuking Jesus and saying, you know, you shouldn't go to Jerusalem, you know, and Jesus is going, get behind me, Satan. When we're dealing with human beings who God loves, I mean, we're going to have our rough places and we're going to have our difficulties and things are going to happen. But understand this, that's who God works with. He works with people just like you and just like me. And we have to stand up. This is our day. That was Dr. King's day. And those that, you know, former Mayor Andrew Young walking with him and all the others that walked with him and did a powerful thing in this country, bringing us to a moral place, at least beginning a moral place in regards to how we're supposed to treat each other in this country. And we still are on a journey there. But understand this, today we're going to have to rise up. But when we rise up, we're going to have to move and say, you know what, it's all not going to be perfect. Everything's not going to be as smooth as can be. But we have to know, you know, people were taking credit as he was talking about that, saying, you know, they're the ones that were, you know, leading or whatever. And he says, those are the very ones that were trying to throw Dr. King out of their denomination and those type of things. And I was like, this is the key, based on my understanding. It's for an audience of one. You got to begin to live your life for an audience of one. Not even members those that said that they'll be with you through thick and thin. That's what they told Jesus before he went to the cross. We'll never leave you, Peter said. Not for the pleasure of men's eyes and what they think about you. You're going to stand alone before the throne room of God. This is your season. This is your time. What are you going to do with this moment? Are you going to be a Dr. Martin Luther King? Are you going to stand up and begin to stand up in a civil way, in a civil land, being up under God's law and up under the Constitution, and begin to stand up? Or are you going to sit silently by and end up in the footsteps of those who actually carve the way, or will a way even be carved? Difficult times are happening, but all you have to do as a church, we just have to rise.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.